Ninth, did the Buddha experience hardship? Did the Buddha face difficulties and hardship? In this world, we have to constantly deal with hardship and distress. The Buddha was born into this world, and no one born into this world can totally escape hardship, not even the Buddha. No one is free from aging, sickness, death, and suffering. The Buddha had to deal with many forms of adversity in his life. When he was cultivating his practice, he survived on a sesame seed and a grain of wheat a day. This was a form of hardship. During years of famine, everyone was impoverished and hungry. When the Buddha went on his alms rounds, he could only find leftover horse feed to allay his hunger. Although the Buddha accepted his predicament, this was still a form of hardship. The Buddha's cousin, Devadatta, attempted to kill the Buddha and seize control of the Sangha on several occasions. Once, in an effort to crush the Buddha, he pushed a huge boulder down a hill towards the spot where the Buddha was sitting. He also caused a drunken elephant to charge at the Buddha. The Buddha survived both of these attempts, but they were hardships nonetheless. Devadatta also once plotted to start a fight with the Buddha. When the disciples of the Buddha learned of the plot, they quickly readied themselves with sticks and clubs to protect the Buddha. After the Buddha heard of this, he laughed and told Ananda, "Does one who has become the Buddha still need others to use sticks and clubs to protect him?" On another occasion, the Brahmin, Yuruvilva Kashyapa, before he had taken refuge in the Buddha, knowingly invited the Buddha to spend the night in a room inhabited by a poisonous snake, but the snake stopped in its tracks as soon as it saw the Buddha. When the serial killer, Agulamala, tried to murder the Buddha, he instead fell to his knees and surrendered his weapons. Like everyone else, the Buddha had to deal with hardship, but he used his magnanimity and virtue to overcome them rather than protecting himself with sticks or clubs. The Buddha also had to endure physical hardships in his old age, such as headaches and joint and back pain. The Buddha also had to endure slander from a number of persons. Such hardships are consequences of the Buddha's previous unwholesome karma, for even a Buddha cannot escape the effects of karma. But for a great noble person, such hardships have little impact and pass through like a rainstorm passing to reveal a clear blue sky.